Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Let's get it on. Let's talk about some things. All right? 818-301-5834. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can catch them at 770-732-0244. Again, the office number is 770-732-0244. So thank you guys for listening. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you. And those that are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you for listening in to the show. If you are on my show page and you haven't done this already, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show however you want it. Okay? And you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. You can also find the show on Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or you're part of this at Blog Talk Radio, you never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? So, guys, thank you again for joining in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, call in, and speak what's on your mind, okay? Now, there are still people asking me about the recipe that I did a show on last week from the beef stir fry. And I did put that recipe up on my blog. If you want it, you can write this link down and you can go to my blog and copy that recipe. Okay? It's funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. That's funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. Okay? It's spelled FUNNYHEADSBLOG.BLOGSPOT.com. Funnyheadsblogspot. I'm sorry. Funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. All right? Trying to do two or three things at once here, and it's not happening. So I just got to focus on the show. All right? Now, today's show, today's episode is called The Pressure of Valentine's Day. All right? Now, the reason I'm saying this is simply from a man's point of view. My thoughts, my opinions, again, opinion. So people don't send me these emails about this stuff, all right? This is going to be my last day talking about this. Which is good for me. But anyway, call into the show. Let's talk. Now, the reason I say the pressure of Valentine's Day is that this day seems to be more pressure on men than any other day. Birthdays, anniversaries, any of that stuff. And this day, to me, my opinion, is not as important as birthdays, anniversaries, even Christmas. Just not. And I don't see the reason to spend hundreds of dollars on flowers. It's going to die in a few days. Hundreds of dollars on a meal that won't even last you throughout the night. Now, I know all the restaurants are full tonight. I'm sure there are a lot of people listening to the show, but at the same time, there are a lot of my listeners that are not listening to the show who may be in the mode of heading out to eat tonight. Bless you guys. I have to work tonight. At the same time, doing something like this at Valentine's Day is not my thing. I'm sorry, but it's not. I'm not saying it shouldn't be someone else's thing. But it seems like, and I'm not kicking this around. I'm just saying that it's something that people who are trying to impress, things that they would do, trying to impress a certain female. Now, the funny thing about this, and I may be getting off subject here, but I saw a show today on TV about, it was three women, well, it was four women, but three of the women were, I guess all of them were lesbians, but one looked like a woman, the other three were, I guess you call them butch. The other three were butch. And they all were kind of competing against each other for this one girl's, to be with her exclusively or whatever. All of them had been with her. And, all of them had been intimate with her. She slept with all of them. Now all of them are fighting for her. It's ironic that I did a show the other day on teen, gay, and lesbians today. And then to see that show, to even get more confirmation to how viral this thing is getting to be. When I saw this on, on TV, it blew my mind because, I don't know, I guess, you put this stuff on these shows to attract viewers. That's what you're trying to get, viewers and ratings. At the same time, man, you're putting a message out there to the younger kids. And maybe young kids should be in school at that time, but still, we're seeing four young ladies. Three of them want to be men. They all had these fade haircuts. I mean, they had symbols cut into their hair. They wearing men's clothes. No, I guess they had their chest, because one of them were heavy. I guess they had their chest tied down or strapped down or whatever you want to call it, so they you couldn't tell that they had breasts. One of them was skinny, so you couldn't tell that she had breasts anyway. But they were wearing these big clothes hanging off of them, and they're trying to grab the affection of a supposedly, well, she's not straight. I can't say that. So, but they all fighting for her, and she's sucking it all in. She's sucking it all in. And she's taking gifts from him, I mean, from her, and she's sleeping with her, and she's just playing them for fools. I'm not saying that's what's happening out there for Valentine's Day. But what I am saying is that there are people out there who are going to be with someone tonight, wine them, dine them, whatever, and next week, next month, they're going to be gone. There's some people that are that close to being apart that today ain't going to make a difference, if you understand what I'm saying. Okay? Today ain't going to make a difference. There's got to be something more to the relationship than buying a dozen of roses and going out to eat some type of dinner. All I'm saying is, guys and ladies, is that is Valentine's Day really that important? Is it really more important than a birthday? Excuse me. Or an anniversary? Or even Christmas? I don't know. Okay? So call into the show, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you want to call into the show and weigh in on the topic, you may do so. Topic of the day is the pressure of Valentine's Day. Now, guys are pushed to, you know, I see it as a marketing thing, okay? Everyone's trying to sell to you all the time. Everything is sales. Commercials, sit there watching TV, you got commercials coming on. Valentine's Day is a way to sell flowers, candy, maybe even gifts sometimes. But I don't really think that even gifts come at Valentine's Day. Only flowers. And then why aren't, and I'm just seeing this as a hypothetical whatever, why aren't men getting flowers, candy, gifts sometimes, taking out to dinner? You know? So, I don't know what to say anymore about this. Actually, I'm going to stop talking about it at this very moment and go on to something else. Guys, if you want to grab this recipe, go to my blog and get this beef stir fry recipe off the blog. It's at funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. Again, that's funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. www.thebestrecipe.com. You take that recipe and try it. I don't know if you want to add it into a, you know, you may want to have it once a month and you know, add it to your family's meals, or if you want to have it twice a month or whatever. But at least try it. I think, you know, it's a quick dinner, it's an easy dinner, and it tastes magnificent. So try that recipe and then come back to the blog and you can comment on the recipe there on the blog. Just go to the bottom of that blog and there's a comment button right there that you can click on and you can leave a comment about that particular blog. Now, there are several blogs on there. If you want to go back and read some of my old blogs, I got some great articles there on my blog that you can read and you can comment on. Okay? And you can write as big a comment as you like. Okay? On there. So go there at funnyhisblog.blogspot.com. The calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now join the show tomorrow, guys, because tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. Join the show tomorrow. Call in and you can talk about whatever you want. Okay? Talk about whatever you want. All lines will be open for anyone to call in and take over the show. All right? Call in and take over the show. Now, another thing I wanted to get clear on is me doing a bigger show. A lot of people, you know, seems like every time I run into someone who listens to the show, they're always asking me, when am I going to go to a longer show? As you know, my show is only half hour, which is fine with me. I really don't need a bigger show. Sometimes when you do things like this, there are times, just like going to work every day, there are times when you want to call in sick or call out sick, or times when you just really don't feel like doing it. But you know, I look at it as, on those days, as it's just a half hour, friend. You can get through a half hour. You can talk for a half hour. You can run the show for a half hour. No big deal. Now, if I wanted to go to a bigger show, you know, it'd be a 2 hour show. And I guess I don't have to do a 2 hour show. I guess it could be an hour show. But the next step would be for me is to go to a 2 hour show. And the I guess the management or whatever at Blog Talk Radio has sent an email asking me to step up to a bigger show, but I don't want to. Okay. I just don't want to. I just don't want to take more time out of my day for that. And who knows? I may do it at a later date, another time, later on down the road. But right now, I just can't see having a bigger show. I really don't have that much more to talk about. Yes, there are some days when I do have, you know, I have shows where, you know, I want to go longer. Some of my sports shows last the full half hour and then some, but I guess I just have to do a part two of that kind of show on the following day if I want to do that. So I've got about 4.5 minutes left in the show. What I want to do real quick is, I know I've told you guys about this book called Skill with People by Les Giblin. I wanted to do a quick piece out of this for someone, and here's the piece that I want to do is how to skillfully make people feel important. Okay, this is a great piece, guys. I told you guys, you know, grab this book because it is an excellent book. It's a little skinny, small book with not a lot of pages, but it is, you know, a perfect book. If you're in management or something like that, it's a perfect book. So this part is how to skillfully make people feel important. It says the most universal trait of mankind, a trait you and everybody else have, a trait so strong that it makes men do the things that they do, good and bad, is the desire to be important, the desire to be recognized. So to be skillful in human relations, be sure to make people feel important. Remember that the more important you make people feel, the more they will respond to you. Okay, everybody wants to be treated as a somebody. This is the basis for the Oriental habit of saving face. Nobody wants to be treated as a nobody, and when they're ignored or talked down to, they're being treated as just that. Keep in mind, to the other person, he is just as important to himself as you are to yourself. The use of this trait is one of the cornerstones of successful human relations. Some tips on how to recognize people and make them feel important. Number one, listen to them. See chapter 5, how to skillfully listen to people. Refusal to listen to people is just about the surest way of making them feel unimportant and of rating them as a nobody. Listening to them is just about the best way of making them feel important. Applaud and compliment them when they deserve it. Okay? Number three, use their names and pictures as often as possible. Call people by their names and use their pictures, and they will love you. Okay, number four, pause before you answer them. If you pause before you answer them, this gives them the impression you have thought over what they said and that it was worthy of thinking over. Number five, use their words, you and your, not I, me, my, mine. Okay, number six, acknowledge people who are waiting to see you. If they have to wait, let them know that this is really treating them as a somebody. Number seven, and the final one, is pay attention to everybody in a group, not to just a leader or spokesman. A group is more than one. All right? So, guys, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize, don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. Join me tomorrow for Free Fall Friday, and all lines are open. Tomorrow is your show. Take care, guys, and have a great night and a good day at work tomorrow. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
Got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. on the promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. Yeah.